time for the second date update.
Second date update.
With Young Jock and the Streets Morning Takeover.
Good morning. This is the second date update brought to you by 1-800-INJURED-THE-BETHUNE-LAW-FIRM. If you happen to get the second date, you pick up $100. Who's on the line this morning?
Hey, what's up? This is Marvin, man.
What's up, Marvin? How can we help you, bro?
Man, this girl I was talking to, man, she had a little party or whatever. You know what I'm saying? A little girl had a party, a little 10-year-old birthday party or whatever. You know, they wanted me to come through and, you know, put a little music on or whatever. So, you know, I had a party jumping, put a little shark, 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 all of that good stuff like that. Then after a while, the kids, you know, they was looking like they weren't even turned up no more. So they started requesting songs. So I threw a song on, man, I had the party jumping. The next thing you know, they said it was inappropriate. You know what I mean? But, you know, kids nowadays, they listen to whatever.
No, you can't say that when you playing that for somebody else's kids. Don't tell me you done put something on like Doo-Doo Brown or some old stuff like that.
Hey, look, I'm just going off of what the kids requested, man.
So what you want to do today? Tell them what you're trying to do.
I mean, I want to apologize and tell her I'm sorry about it. I mean, she says it's inappropriate, but I'm still trying to see, you know what I mean, what was inappropriate about it. Because, I mean, nowadays, man, the kids listen to everything.
And, I mean, these same songs make you move in the club and make you move all out and about. What make you think it ain't going to make the kids move too, right?
Exactly, man, exactly. The hell, they know the words more than I did.
I figured that was going to be your take. What's your girl name, bro?
Randy.
Okay, and you want to call and ask Randy what you want to tell? You want to apologize to Randy?
I really want to apologize. Tell her I apologize for, you know, how things went down, but I still think that I got the party crunk at the time. You know what I mean? Got me thinking about being a DJ, man.
So y'all broke up because of this, basically?
I mean, basically, because she said the songs I played wasn't right for them, was inappropriate, wasn't age appropriate.
All right, put your phone on mute. Don't say nothing. We'll cue you in when it's time for you to talk, okay?
All right.
He sound dumb about all the kids. No, my kids in this suburban neighborhood ain't the same as your kids down here on my King, brother.
Hello.
Good morning, my sweet Randy.
This is she.
Randy. How you doing?
I'm fine. Who's this?
Look, Randy, let me go on and tell you. This is Mr. Jaseel. Do you know who that is?
I don't.
All right, that's Young Jock, first name, his real name. This is Young Jock. I got Miss Shadnika and Shawty Shawty.
Yep.
With the Streets Morning Takeover, we got a morning radio show called Streets Morning Takeover. And we need to holler at you for about 3 minutes, Randy, if you got time.
Okay, what's up?
Randy, are you dating someone right now?
No, I am not. I'm currently single.
Dang, you pronounced no, I am not. I seen your whole mouth move. I can tell it. Hey, look, has anything happened with you with anybody you may have been dating or seeing lately?
Actually, yes. The last person that I was just dating, it was terrible, actually. And I hope that's not what you're calling me about.
Well. Yeah.
All right. Well, so you remember Marvin.
That's
it. So check this out, right? We want to know what happened at the birthday party with Marvin DJing.
Oh, goodness. Okay, he called himself doing a favor for me. Well, I can't say I kind of asked him for it because I didn't want to pay all that money for a DJ for my daughter's birthday party. Her 10-year-old birthday party now, mind you. Keep that in mind. Okay, at first he was good. He started out with all the kids' shark and our kids' bop and, you know, shark songs and stuff. Everything was good. And then he claimed that the kids had requested some songs, and so that's where everything went left. The song he played that ended the party was Throat Baby.
Whoa. He played Throat Baby with the kids out there?
Yeah, he played Throat Baby.
My next question, right.
2-year-olds out there with the cuss words and all, little babies, like,
I bet them kids went crazy.
Yes, and they had my daughter up, holding her up in the air, and, I mean, all the little girls were just twerking, and then after all the kids start going crazy, all the parents looking like, what in the world? Then he starts the song over, like, rewind, and runs it back again.
Wow.
Starts the whole terrible inappropriateness all over again. It was just a mess.
Well, I got to go on and tell you, baby girl. We actually got him on the phone, and he's ready to propose to you.
Oh, wow.
No, I'm just playing. He ain't from the pros, but he is on the phone. Marvin.
Randy.
What's up, Marvin?
My bad, man. Hey, look, all I'm saying is I got in the moment, you know what I'm saying? When I be getting in the moment and things get to jumping, you know what I'm saying, I just do what I feel. And I mean, the kids, they was loving it. You can't say they weren't singing along. They was hype. I figure they know what a throw baby is. You know what I mean? The way they was singing the song. Oh. So you know what I mean?
No, it was so inappropriate.
Marvin, why do you think this is funny? Like, that's not cute.
I'm just saying, really, to be honest with you, when we ain't around these kids, ain't no telling what they listening to.
Do you have kids? I mean?
Nah, I ain't got no kids.
So, Marvin, why did you play the Throat Baby song?
I mean, the kids kept coming up to me requesting the song. That's what they wanted.
Ah, wow. Okay, well, definitely inappropriate. Hey, Randy, yeah. Why didn't you give him a song list to play at the party?
I didn't think he needed one. You know, he said he had a little bit of experience with playing music at functions. I know he's not a DJ, but I just didn't think it was... I didn't think he was going to be inappropriate.
So it sounds like you ain't rocking with him.
Not at all, no.
You going to dump this man because his song selection at the kids' party?
Yes.
And he was doing you a favor, though, Randy, out of the kindness of his heart.
No, his judgment calls aren't too well, and I can't trust him.
He might be getting off good, because if my little girl was out there and he was playing Throw Baby, my hands would be around. He's Throw Baby.
Exactly.
So this is it. It's it. Ain't no further recourse between you and him, right?
Not at all. No Marvin. No Marvin and Randy.
You sure?
Definitely.
I mean, it would have been better if I played the clean version.
He still don't get it. You don't get it.
Hey, girl,
wow.
Ain't good.
Wow, no babies. On behalf of 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm, it don't look like y'all gonna get this second date, so we're gonna have to hold on to that 100. But y'all can definitely call us up and talk about it at 1-866-YUNGJOC. Hit us right now. Lord have mercy, boy.
We're gonna take your DJ license.
Ooh, y'all keep it right here. Young Jock in the Streets Morning Takeover. Young Jock in the Streets Morning Takeover. Miss mm-hmm. Nikki shout out. This was crazy, man. Marvin called us up looking for Randy. Randy's a female. They've been dating for a little while. Randy has a 10-year-old son, and Marvin offered to DJ for the kid's birthday party. Now, Marvin thought it was cool to play the main version of Throat Baby for the kids.
Oh, bad idea.
I'm talking about really the words, blasting big.
Yeah.
And then he brought it back. Rewind!
The way you talk. I mean, the kids was doing the nay-nay. They was chopping their throats and stuff. We like, what the world?
I mean, you know, somebody gonna say, she ain't have to not let them come back into her life. But listen, you making decisions like that when it come to my children, you're not fit to be around my children. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
If they play throw baby, they definitely have smoked some weed around your kid.
No, okay. They definitely will. What y'all think about this second date update?
I mean, yeah, he was wrong. The baby's 10, but I don't think that was a reason for her to completely cut him off. I think they could have talked about it. She could have gave him another chance. He did do her a favor. I have boys, so, I mean, I don't really, you know, listen to edited music around them like that because, you know, they boys, they know what to say. They know what not to do. But it is kind of different with girls, and he could have chose another song to play other than Throat Baby.
So you keep saying like what he could have did. You talking about what he could have did, should have did. You a grown ass man. You know right from wrong. You really only get one chance to mess up in certain situations. And that's one where he messed up at the wrong time. And he don't get no second chance. And that's it.
No, I get it. I mean, I feel her because he played it again. But I just still think they could have talked it out. I mean,
over with.
I just don't think that was the reason to break up.
Man.
Thank you for your call.
You starving for a man, that's why.
Young Jock and the Streets want to take over. Talk about the second date update.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is the same girl that just called back. But you can tell Shawty that she's married. I ain't hurting for nothing. I love my husband, boo-boo. So watch your mouth, sir. Have a good morning.